Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
All right, my crisp owlbears and gibbering mouthers, settle in for some delicious downtime. Oh, and let me lay out a tale that's smoother than Ilex's yoga routine and wilder than a midnight scramble.
I'm sorry, is this D&D jazz radio?
I think that's We're tuning in to the
frequency of some cats who've been painting the town red. And by town, I mean a dungeon. And by red, I mean giant blood scarlet.
By red, I mean red.
Oh, yeah. These cool customers have been mixing it up with some big boys. And when I say big, I mean titan-sized trouble. Aw, oh, man, Chisk, he's got a hot line to the divine, you dig? He sent one of those oversized troublemakers packing back to the shadows faster than a deadbeat on rent day.
Oh my.
Then we got Gideon, slick as oil on a rainy night, scattering ball bearings so giants take flight.
Yo.
Sweet Maeve. She's bringing the heat with her green flame blade, while Alex is plucking a tune on her bow that's got arrows singing through the underground skies. Yo. It's a symphony of ranged destruction, and these giants couldn't help but dance to their own dark doom.
You know what? That was awesome. I'll say it. That was awesome.
I don't know what to do now.
Yeah. I'm kind of just dumbfounded.
We're a comedy podcast anymore. It's just like a dark dramatic.
Then.
Oh.
It's after
the dust settles, our subterranean twin sun seekers find themselves in a tomb that's colder than a divorce court on Christmas morning. They're eyeing up treasures that ain't seen the light of day since just grandpappy was nothing but seeds in the wind. Alex is singing the blues about taking what ain't theirs, but Gideon's got mithril fever worse than a bone jobber in Bemia. Meanwhile, hey. Maeve's got her hands on a dagger that's got more baggage than the autumn. Chisk, disdaining earthly treasures, tunes into the cosmic radio, checking channels for the same symbol seen on his brother. He's getting the Tahuti lowdown on some dark deific squirmer called Korgoth, the writhing prince.
Yeah.
Sounds like the kind of cat, a pillar, you don't want to meet in a dark alley,
or any alley for that matter.
Just when you think the session can't get any stranger or longer, Gideon cracks open another chamber full of corpses glowing greener than the poke of velvet reflected in a rookie gambler's face. And a hooded figure that's shadier than a shade tree under a mountain shade at new moon midnight.
Is this
the way to rend, or just a distraction or destruction? So there you have it, Nightcrawlers. Our intrepid band is dancing with danger, fluting with fate, and tooting on the toes of destiny. Will they waltz away with the twin, the treasure, and the treats, or will they be monster mashed before the night is through? Stay tuned, cool cats and crazed kittens. The adventure is young, the dice are rolling, and this story is just getting warmed up. Stick with me like bubblegum on a Velcro sidewalk as we head into our next Die As Cast podcast.
Oh, wow.
Gum's already sticky. Just saying.
Think of how much stickier it would be on a Velcro.
On a Velcro sidewalk. Imagine if the whole sidewalk was Velcro. That's so crazy.
Awful, awful experience, sensory-wise.
Yeah.
There were so many similes in there. So many similes.
There was a lot of similes, absolutely. There was a sufficient number of similes.
Let's meet
our cast. Let's start with Diego. Tell us about your character, Chisk.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Chisk here, and I've got maple syrup.
Are you old?
What?
Are you old suddenly?
No, I'm being cool. I'm being like a intro host. Anyway, I got him. I forgot where my was going.
And the cool dribbles away.
It's your age is showing.
It's Jisk.
Nice.
Okay. Excellent.
What's that disease where you forget things?
Exactly. Damn. The radio host has dementia. That's a sad station to listen to.
No.
Yeah. Emma, tell us about Ilex, please.
Good morning. Good morning, sweet ducks. How are you all doing this morning? I want you all to start today with a check-in of your body. We're going to start from your toes, all the way up through your legs, your hips. Make sure those hip sockets are nice and warmed up. We've got a big adventure ahead of us. Check those shoulders, roll them through. Make sure you can carry that mithril armor right up to the children who deserve it. Okay, last but not least, we're going to check our necks. Make sure our heads are really on a swivel. There's a lot of unexpected things coming at us today, but our hearts are strong, and we're all in this together. I'm so glad to be here. Namaste.
Very good.
We're going to release a Patreon thing where Ilex coaches you through yoga.
Now, we have a cross-brand sponsorship with the Down Dog, the yoga app.
Maddie, how is Maeve taking all of this new morning routine?
It's difficult because most of my morning routine actually happened at nighttime, so this is kind of like a flip of the script for me. But I'm here and I'm trying my best to be present. I just ask that we don't do any shavasana because if I lay down and close my eyes, I will fall asleep.
Okay. And Griffin, check in your chakras. Tell us about Gideon.
All right. It's 6 a.m. on a Monday morning. Welcome back to the other channel. It's Gideon Sweets on 97.3 The Sturge. You tuned in to the Different Goddess Station. Yeah, Gideon. Oh, all right. We got a hooded guy running in front of us, and we're going to have a conversation with him and see what's going on in this corpse-filled hallway. Chicken chakow. Now, here's Katy Perry with I Kissed a Girl.
I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
Almost exactly the tune of Owl City.
Fireflies?
Your voice was exactly 10 million fireflies. Oh man,
that's so good.
None of that was in my voice, but I like it. I like listening to different radio stations. Yeah.
Was also we
like
to not shake my it voice. What are we doing here?
Guys, whoever's got control of the tuner, just put it back into the podcast.
Just put the knob where it belongs, please. Just turn it back.
That's our radio broadcast podcast
to the Dias Cast podcast.
All right, let us start. So what we have, just as a quick refresher, is that the four of you are in a chamber. Gideon has opened up the north door to the room. The south door led into that worm carcass. And what you see, Gideon, is a long, 40-foot room. It is lit with a dark green flame. Within the flame, you can see skeletons. You have to go down a set of stairs to get into this room, but it is lit with this green flame. There is a narrow concrete passageway between two sections that are lit with this green flame, in which you see writhing bones and skeletons.
They're moving?
That are moving. As you look, the figure at the far end, 40 foot down, also standing on this sort of concrete pedestal, turns, and it's this tall, gaunt figure, probably 7 feet tall, wearing a collection of ancient black robes, outfitted with bright gold settings that have all sort of chipped, and it just looks like ancient. They are hooded, and from what would be the face, you just see a mass of sliming, dripping worms, probably 2 or 3 feet long, but just a thick mass of them.
2 to 3 feet long?
Yeah, just sort of squirming and rolling around, and bits of sort of moisture dripping onto its rotted cloak.
Has it seen
ancient
us?
Did it see me? Has it seen me?
Yes, I would say it has, because it reaches up one appendage. And as it does, you notice that it has almost like a bear claw hand. You would, because of your own heritage, you would notice that it, but it's the claw itself is got sort of this grayed, frayed fur. You can see bone sticking out through the claw. And you hear this voice come from this mass of tentacles. You hear this,
"Are they approaching?"
I approach.
I step up next to Gideon.
So you guys open the door. You see, you know, you'd see Gideon's face sort of lit with this green, and you would feel the heat coming out of the room. And you would hear this voice telling him in this sort of girly, you know, expertly done voice to approach.
Interesting. I kind of do the thing where I just have a hand behind my back and I'm kind of going, "Come on, follow behind me.
We're right here. Come on.
Okay.
Kevin, can I sniff the air? What does it smell like? Does it smell like rot or does it smell like what's the..."
Yeah, it has this sort of strange, almost sweet smell of rot. It
smells like Nag Champa.
Like what?
It's an incense. It's like the incense when you think of incense. That's the smell.
Oh, I see.
All right. It smells like that. Yep.
No.
Yep.
Yep. I am going to take people's... Absolutely going to take your suggestions.
Okay, the bits are real now, guys. We got to
There's a little
out.
Bit of smell of poop and...
and farts.
And I need a location. I heard the DMV.
Smells like poop at the DMV.
So, Gideon, you walk into this room. The heat is intense on either side, and you can see these skeletons raise up. But this creature is gesturing you forward.
Let me just clarify. The bones are writhing, but they are writhing into, like, formed skeleton servants?
Yes.
How many would you say there are in this room?
I would say that there are a dozen in this room.
Okay, great. I will approach the figure and take a knee.
Okay. All right.
Your Excellency.
Have you come to praise Gorgoth?
Yes.
Have I ever?
Indeed. That's what we're
then
here for.
You are ready to make the transition to flower for Gorgoth's will.
To flower?
I just have a few questions about the process of that.
Yeah, I didn't know that was happening today. Oh, missed an email. Okay.
So it moves forward, raising this sort of, one of those sort of wavy daggers that is gripping this sort of green flame.
Uh-huh. How long do we let this shroud go on for?
If just, he makes a stabbing motion. He pulls back to stab Gideon.
It's just that you're here all on your own doing this ceremony. It feels like there should be more pomp and circumstance.
So the rest, are the rest of you coming into the room down this narrow sort of passageway?
Yeah. We're right behind Gideon, I think.
And he says, come a forward approach for Gorgoth's blessing.
Yeah, we're here for Gorgoth, for sure.
I was told the leader would be present.
He doesn't say anything.
Does it have any reactions to me walking in the room?
Oh, interesting.
Good question.
So, yeah, it would look up, it would see you, and it would, let's see, interesting. Okay, roll me a deception, please.
I'm not trying to do anything.
No, I don't, I understand.
I just walked in.
I'm just walking in.
Yeah, I'm just walking. Hey, I'm walking in.
Deception?
Please.
Okay.
Well, unless you have something that you feel would be more appropriate in terms of, maybe it could be performance.
Well, no, I'm not trying to put on the rend thing yet. I just want to see what it's
You're
like.
New and you want to know.
Yeah, I just want to know if it's looking at me weird.
Right.
So deception?
Not insight?
Yeah, actually, can I roll insight?
Can you roll insight?
To see what it thinks.
What I'm trying to measure is if he would think you were Ren.
Well, but that's not for me to determine, is it?
No, you're right. I could.
Aren't they twins?
They are twins.
Identical.
I'm so pretty.
Oh, yeah. So he must just glance up, or it must just glance up
because it says, "Ren, bring the other supplies." supplicants.
What did it say? What did it say?
He said, Rend, bring the other supplicants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, he clears his throat.
Oh. Translation.
Excuse me, Rend. And he pulls out like a log wormy tendril.
Oh my god.
And then he goes into his TJ Jazz voice.
No. Oh no. Everyone has a radio station.
I kind of just, I'll just shove Ilex and Maeve and give him a push.
Yeah.
Into the room.
Maeve gives just the suspicious eyeballs.
Shut up.
Side eye?
Shut up. Don't say anything.
Oh, good. The leader's prison. Now I guess we can proceed with the flowering. Thanks, leader.
Ready good. To supplicate.
All right,
I have a question. Hi.
Actually, Maeve, I could see this because you've probably been thrust into a lot of unnatural ceremonies just when you were waking up as a kid. It's like, what the hell is going
That's
on now?
So sad.
Sorry to interrupt the ceremony, but can you just explain just for like my scheduling purposes what exactly we are looking at here for this ceremony, so I know what to expect here.
When you arise,
oh, he put the worm back in.
Will become another of Gorgoth's chosen, and we shall spread the writhe across the land.
Oh, goody!
Like you, like we become like you. We get the cool robes and the worm face
and the throat worm.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's the basic. There's a long process here. I don't want to mislead you.
You're so nice.
That's interesting. Yeah, it feels like you've been insecure in your position.
You can't be just all walking in. Oh, hello, I'm already a high priest of Gorgoth. It takes centuries of focus and study.
How does one meet Gorgoth or become like you? It takes the centuries of study and blah, blah, blah. But where would Gorgoth be if I wanted to expedite that process?
Gorgoth is everywhere. All is Gorgoth. Yes. Gorgoth is all.
I don't think Kevin.
Do you want
a
Robitussin or Benadryl or?
That's actually great news, because if Gorgoth is all, then I'm already Gorgoth, so we can actually just
don't
skip
need the
this bit. Yeah, I'm homie. I've been deflowered.
Wait,
enough.
Kevin, I just want to take a look around the room. What are the skeletons? What's going on? What is happening in the rest of the room?
The skeletons are, you can see that they are a collection of various humanoid skeletons, some small, some big. They have risen up. They have scraps and bits of clothing, but most of that has been burnt away because of the intense heat of the green flames.
How many are there?
12.
Holy fuck.
Maeve gives Chisk an even wider eye.
I don't know what to do here.
I don't want to be deflowered.
Excuse me, high priest, just because I'm new here, can you just give me the rundown of the process for the flowering just in front of the boss to make sure things are copacetic?
He nods. I will demonstrate for you on the little bear.
And he has this sort of long claw. Oh, and again, God. As he reaches for your hair, you could just have, maggots fall sort of on your chest and face as he reaches to grab your hair and sort of yank your head back.
No.
Hold.
Raising the gold.
Hold.
Okay, so he freezes for a moment, sort of posed. Gideon's got his head pulled back.
A single maggot drops on his face.
Yeah, there's a silence of just flames and the soft tink of maggots.
You messed up now.
Gideon's face.
The boss is mad now. You messed up. You messed up.
Don't open your mouth. The maggots are going to fall in there.
I one drop of mouth.
That good protein, Gideon. It's okay.
Actually, I think bear folk eat maggots. Maybe not these kind
we
of
We got
maggots,
ostracized by bear folks. I eat kale.
Now
I'm reconsidering what I need these guys for. I've heard them questioning.
Sorry, things. Are we still DJ Jazz voice or is this Ren voice?
I'm trying to
Ren
put voice. On my best Ren voice. I can't remember what he sounds like now. I don't know what he sounds like now.
Right. Okay, then I'm definitely going to need a performance or a deception check.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right, boss, because if we go through the flowering process, we're going to end up looking like that, and we'll lose all our subtlety all in being able to interact with the living, you know? Mm. It's not...
Yeah. I mean, it's aspirational. It truly, really is. Everyone wants this to look like you. I feel like we could be better agents of chaos if we did not do that yet.
Rend, I ate a maggot, Rend. I ate a maggot.
Yeah, I think these guys are more intelligent and inquisitive than I previously thought. I need them for some other missions.
Intelligent and inquisitive.
Everyone is squeamish about this part, but it is over quickly.
Can I roll with advantage?
Because you got your two helpers there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god. Okay. That's not bad. Actually, that's really good. 18 with a minus one.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Let me just minus check one? His. Oh, he does not buy. Well, actually, I wouldn't say that he doesn't buy who you are. I would say that he disagrees with you about the process.
I cast charm person.
No!
Oh, I was going to do the same thing.
Oh my god.
All right,
Alex.
Let's get into it. What do we have to do with the charm person?
It makes a wisdom saving throw.
I feel like it's very wise.
Is it affect undead?
Oh yeah, great question.
Honestly, I think it affects only humanoids. I don't think it affects monster types.
It does.
The wording is humanoid. I still cast the spell. It's up to you if it lands or not, but
okay.
Yeah.
It's not a humanoid. Right.
That's good to know though.
He hears the spell started and you see sort of these baleful eyes sunken deep under the hood, sort of looking from between the rising mass of worms and things that continue to fall sporadically from its face.
Right, because we have skills that we can provide while we still have the creature type humanoid instead of undead.
She was demonstrating.
See, you couldn't do that, for example.
Release him.
I think we will need to try a more proactive approach.
I cast command and I say drop.
Okay, let's get
spells
into initiatives,
spells
everybody.
Spells on spells.
Spells on spells on spells on spells.
We haven't been combative yet. We need to go into initiative if we can.
We are. We're getting into attack spells.
Command is not an attack
spell. It's not an attack. Nobody's harming anybody.
Okay.
It's instigatory. Yeah, yeah. It's not an attack, though.
It's instigatory if it fails.
No. If you guys were standing with a group of people and they started casting spells on you, you would react. You would not just continue
really
the conversation.
Shelter. Especially if they were super weird about it coming in, I would probably be like, okay.
That's right. Hello, I'm a kobold. I'm just going to hold this sword near you. It doesn't mean anything. I just like holding
ceremony.
Swords along people.
This sounds like a character you would do.
Yes, I've actually filed it away already. All right, let's get everybody's initiatives, please.
11 for Maeve.
Ooh. Maeve is 11.
Slow.
Chisk.
7.
Slower.
Slow.
Gideon,
that is a nat 20.
Hell yeah, Gideon.
So
oh,
28.
Fuck.
Ain't nobody slashing your throat today.
28 total? Okay. Alex, can you beat 28?
22.
Ooh, okay.
Y'all are too fast. God dang.
Seriously. Maeve and I are like,
That's called diversity, wait. Everybody. It makes for beautiful ecology.
I want to tell you something.
Okay, let's start up.
Let me tell you something. 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 All right, I'm going to say, you're right. I'm ready to be flowered. Let me just look at my personal effects one last time. And you know I'm dropping my ball bearings again.
Rumbly, rumbly
skeletons.
Okay, remember, you're on this sort of concrete platform that's about 3 feet above all these skeletons. Not 3 feet above them, but it's on a raised platform 3 feet above the floor.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm mostly trying to trip this guy. So I bring up this little pouch with shaking bare hands and go, oh, meemaw sweets. And then I just dump the pouch and cat's eye marbles fall out.
Okay, excellent. But we'll call you grappled. You're content to remain grappled because he sort of got your hair gripped in his claw.
Oh, I scruffed you like a kitten.
Oh. Yeah, then I guess I'm content to remain grappled.
All right, Alex.
I'm going to move up close to it and throw my net onto it to try and restrain it. Get it away from Gideon.
On top of the wormy high priest creature?
Yep.
All right.
I roll with disadvantage to hit with a net always, but it's so good. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 will hit it.
Excellent.
How close do you have to get to throw the net?
Nets have a close range of 5 feet. But it's a ranged weapon, so that's a disadvantage when you're within 5 feet, and a long range of 15 feet, which means you're at disadvantage anyways. So let's say I get 10 feet away, and I throw the net.
All right, fair enough. All right, so this small net comes and sort of wraps around this guy.
I throw it sort of like a bolo.
Like bola, you know, balls, like, or whatever?
Yeah.
I sort of manage to ensnare him and yank him away from Gideon, and he is restrained.
All right.
Get restrained, idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah.
So he is restrained in a net.
I'm going to use my bonus action to second wind, because I am just a little bit hurt. Get rid of that.
Oh, all right. What is your level of hurt right now?
Wouldn't you like to know? I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
That is exactly how I'm asking. I'm just asking you to tell me more precisely.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you want to know?
Why though?
This guy got all right. A finger of death going.
Fair enough. Doesn't matter.
In the moment when I'm about to die.
I tell you what. Let me know. Tell me if you are mildly hurt, medium hurt, or badly hurt. How about that?
Well, that's a matter of perception, but I am mildly hurt.
Pain tolerance.
Okay.
I've given birth to 3 children. I have a very high pain threshold.
Okay. Now it's awkward, what I've asked.
So there.
You want to know more? You want to know more?
About the...
Okay.
All right. The first flaming skeleton steps forward to take a slash at Ilex. It's going to swing a flaming club.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
It gets a 14.
Miss. Cool flaming club. Where did you get that?
She just like taps it away.
The next one. Less. Next one is a 21.
Yeah.
Ilex, you take 3 points of damage being slashed.
Nah, just weenies. Just
by the
weenies.
Sorter. But you also take...
What kind of damage?
That first one was piercing damage from the short sword. The second one is flame damage from the flame itself. As a little bit of the green flame sticks. Well, it doesn't stick to you, but it burns you for additional 8 damage. This one is not going to be able to reach you, so it is going to target Maeve with a bow. Maeve, it gets an 8, which I assume is going to miss you. This one is standing next to Maeve with a short sword. Gets a 17, Maeve.
Yes. It hits. Very much.
You take 7 points of damage from the sword and an additional 7 from the flame.
Oh, fuck.
Dude!
All right.
Oh, God.
This one steps forward onto the platform. Oh, actually, they think you're Ren. They're going to go for Maeve again.
Nice.
God dang it.
This time they get a 22, so you take 4
Holy
points
shit.
Of damage and an additional 3 from flame.
Can everyone back off?
Okay.
Just a quick query.
They are going to nod, but there's just one, and you could see on the skeletal face just an apologetic look as it slashes you.
Oh, that breaks my heart a little bit.
It gets 11, which I assume is a miss.
Miss.
This one's actually right. Castanomir also.
This one has got a bow on Ilex and shoots at Ilex, gets a 17.
Yeah, that hits.
3 points of damage, but no burn damage from the bow.
How many skeletons are there total?
There's 12.
12? 12?
Yeah, there's a dozen.
Okay. How many on Maeve? Four?
Well, there's three, and I think one shot from far.
A bit
so
away.
So four on Maeve, eight on you.
Eight?
How are eight attacking her at the same time?
Jesus.
With swords and bows?
Okay.
Oof. The next one is shooting at a bow from over the priest's shoulder, and it's got this shooting weird grin on its face. Gets a 17. Did you say that was a hit?
On me?
Yes.
Yes, a 17 hits me.
All right. 7 points of arrow piercing damage. And then this one also leans forward with its sword and gets a 10, which I assume is a miss.
That's a miss.
Thank God.
It is your turn.
Holy shit. Okay, how far away is the tentacle guy?
So he's 20 feet away because he's got Gideon in his grasp.
Eldritch Blast.
With advantage, he's restrained.
Yes.
Hey.
Marvelous. Thank God. 22?
That is a hit.
How many beams do you have at this point on your
Have only two. I don't get a third one until level 11. But I'm going to direct both beams at him. The second beam is a dirty 20.
Ooh. Nice. They also hits.
Nice.
Okay, good. 13.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's an 8.
Nice.
So 12.
You can see the priest sort of appreciates that kind of that.
I thought that he would. I thought there was a little flourish to that, so I'm glad that he noticed.
Amongst the tentacled worms, you just see the eyes, just a flash of, just a moment of near undead. I don't know what you'd call it. It's simpatico. It's
kinship.
A little bit of simpatico.
He just like admires your style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, the last skeleton seeing this moment rages forward and slashes at you, Maeve. It's sort of a sort of bitchy, jealous way.
Oh, somebody's mad. Oh, are you mad?
There's one skeleton out of initiative out of the other skeletons?
Yeah, slow, shitty skeleton.
Yeah, this one has got... Yeah, the other ones all had individual initiatives. They were all just ahead of Maeve, except for one skeleton that was behind Maeve. However, it also doesn't seem to hit very well. It gets a 7, which I assume is a miss.
Aw, you wimpy little sword swing, wimpy little boy. Go back to preschool.
All right, Jisk.
I'm going to walk very slowly past this chaos, past my friends, between Ilex and Maeve and Gideon. I'm assuming they're like in a triangle-ish.
No, it's a long, narrow platform.
Yeah.
So they're all in a line.
Okay. Gideon and Ilex are close together?
Closer, yeah.
They are.
How far is Maeve from Gideon? Because they're at if they're at each end of the hallway, not the full.
I'm like,
yeah, I would say about 20 feet, yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to go in the middle and I'm going to put my hand on my chest, hiding my holy symbol. And I'm going to say, I said, release them. And I'm going to use Destroy Undead.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
They have to make a wisdom saving throw, yeah.
Now, what is your DC?
So anything under 16 fails.
Ooh. 5 skeletons survive.
That's great.
Not fucking bad.
Which 5?
Yeah, pretty good.
Which 5?
Which 5? Tell me right now.
Which 5? I am going
all
to
five
just
stay on
go
Alex.
Down.
There's not even 5 spaces around me.
She pissed me off. All 5 stay on Alex, actually. And it's the ones in melee range. And they're on fire. And the fire is holy infused now.
Yeah, and you're on fire. And your hair is on fire. You're on fire forever.
So I hold my holy symbol and I say, release them. And
all right, so around you there's this silent tinkling as bones are shattered and clattering as bows and swords begin to burn in the flame.
I bet you're so embarrassed you fucked with him now.
What about Mr. Restrained in the Net? How'd he do?
He turns and begins to hop awkwardly.
He can't.
Away.
His movement is zero. Has to. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, he begins to shriek
also, it's not
in
turn,
a very high-pitched voice as he struggles to get away from the vision, the majestic vision of the Piney of Destruction.
In that same clutching of my holy symbol, I am also going to whisper to Hootie, heal my friends, please. And I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word on everybody.
Ooh!
Oh.
What a legendary move.
Nice.
That is a legendary move. So the turning undead is a bonus action?
No, it's an action.
But Mass Healing Word,
Mass
is, a
Healing
Word
is a bonus action, and it's not. Oh, and turn undead is not a spell, so I can cast that.
As that's level fucking a, action baby. Economy, baby. Action.
Let's go.
Okay, so, roll your Mass Healing Word,
I mean,
Mr.
It's not
Cleric.
Much. It's not much, but it's something. It is
visually, it's everything.
Visually, it is everything. That is 7 points for all my friends.
Thank you, Jisk.
You're welcome.
All right.
It wasn't me, though. It wasn't me, right? It wasn't me.
Wow, all right. Rend is really powerful.
Okay, so there is this sort of blast of righteous Tahuti energy, and several of the skeletons are destroyed. The high priest begins this sort of thick, worm-filled howling, and
this is the true power of Gurgoth.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's see what he does. He is going to try and free himself from the net. I assume that's some sort of athletics or acrobatics check.
It's a strength check.
All right. Oh, pretty good. He got a 17.
Yeah, that's his action, though. He's out of the net.
He is going to throw off the net and turn and begin to flee, screaming, calling on
the power of Gorgoth compel you! The power of Gorgoth compel you!
In a panicky voice.
Well, and I'd like to call upon the power of Ballberry. Now, yes. I will say, and you can tell me if he would decide to do this well turned. If he moves half speed, he doesn't have to make the check. But I don't know if he's moving half speed while he's turned.
Yeah.
I decide what's good for the
he
story.
He might be real afraid.
Could be really pretty scared.
I'm afraid he would. I'm afraid he would be afraid, and he wouldn't be able to make that move. So that's a dexterity check, right?
Yeah, it's not high.
Save.
All right. Oh, my God. He gets a 3.
Oh. Booyah, baby. That's my personal effects.
Okay. So he falls prone?
That's correct.
All right. So he falls prone. Then he gets up and tries to continue to run, but now he can only move 15 feet.
Yep.
And he has to make another dexterity check.
They don't cover their entire space, do they?
My beautifully crafted scene of horror and awe has quickly dissolved into
a marble party.
Yeah, it's now much more Abbott and Costello than anything else. Okay, his second dexterity check. Oh, much better. He gets a 20, so he scrambles. Oh, but he has to stand up. So he's just at this door that was not visible before, and a door that leads into
the fuck.
The door came from where?
His maybe.
The door is behind the altar, but it was a secret door behind the altar, and he's swung it half open, and he's just now sort of halfway through the door, and we are back at the top of the round. Gideon.
I am going to chase after him, for sure. And I will attack him.
Gideon, no, we can... whatever.
I don't want him to talk to his friends. Kill! And I'm going to scimitar him.
So you're going to move through your marbles?
At half speed, I will move through my ball bearings. If I have to bonus action dash, I will.
All right.
Bonus action dash, 27 to hit.
Okay. Booyah. That is a hit.
25 piercing damage from a scimitar swipe.
All right. Again, deeply cut into it. And you can tell that he's hurt just by the look in his eye.
And as much as I can, I'll try and, like, shove myself also in the door just to kind of block his exit.
You're both just trying to cross the threshold at the same time.
Well, if I was here first.
Such bullying behavior.
Okay, so Gideon, you go into this sort of secret room. There is a burial chamber. So the room itself is very ornate. You see a large number of, well, not large numbers, but there are eight marble columns, Corinthian columns with the fancy bits at the top. The room has two very distinct features. There is a statue, Gideon, of a robed figure reaching out. And at the far end of the room, there is a large sarcophagus. And on the sarcophagus itself is carved a picture of some sort of reclining person that you can't see from where you are.
Like in a Lazy Boy?
Yeah, like in a Lazy Boy. It's very, but it's a somber. It's a somber, serious, funereal, Lazy Boy.
Are any of the symbols like stuff that we saw on the items? Like the eyes and the worm and whatever?
There's nothing really obvious that's like that. But again, you're right in the middle of a whole bunch of other things, so I would say you get a quick glance as opposed to a pure inspection.
So many symbols!
Kill!
Kill!
Kill! Okay, I don't know what that last was to represent, but...
That's his battle excellent. Cry.
It's a sword attack. I'm just trying to paint an image for the listeners, but...
No, you do image painting. Ilex.
We had the opportunity to follow this thing exactly back to Rend, see where it was going to run, but no, let's just kill it. That's fine. We always just do the killing. Draw my bow.
Keep the ruse up.
No, it's too late now. You're chasing it down a hallway into a, what is that, a sepulcher? Is that what I see behind you?
It might be a sepulcher. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, all right.
It's symbols everywhere.
Is that a lady boy?
It's a 17 to hit as I draw my bow and bicker with Gideon.
Okay, Gideon, I will give you a one detail of the room, because it would be obvious to you as you come in. You see a ghostly figure which seems to be locked into combat with another sort of wormed-faced priest.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is... What is happening?
We're in the House of Horrors, baby.
Where did that door even come from? It's like there was no door, and then he's like, oh, it was a secret door. Ugh, I hate this place.
All right. So there is a second worm-faced high priest. These are called worm-hearted, by the way. There are four large worms, giant worms. They aren't giant, but for worms, they are giant.
In the room?
Yes. And they are trying to break into the sarcophagus.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. In the room, there's a sarcophagus with four worms trying to break into it, a ghostly figure fighting a worm heart, and what was the other key feature?
A statue.
A statue.
A robed but hooded figure?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Damn.
The sarcophagus and the statue and the columns and things, this is an ancient tomb.
And all right. How about secret doors? How many more secret doors are there? Just kidding.
As far as you can see, there's no secret doors here.
Are you sure you want to keep going chasing these people? Or you want to regroup for a second?
I want to ghost ally. I see one over there. Yeah, baby. You ever seen Lord of the Rings? Woo!
Yo!
Another slash of nothing.
Yo!
All right, Ilex, you said you rolled a 17, I believe.
Yes, way back when I rolled, before there were four fucking worms to fight. I was shooting a bear priest with a 17 to hit.
The undead bear is struck by your bow, Ilex. Actually, not your bow, your arrow.
Yeah, I keep the bow. I mark him as I fight with Gideon. I mark him as my favorite foe, so I get to do a bit of extra damage here.
She marks Gideon as her favorite foe.
Yeah, almost.
You're done.
Pretty close.
Almost.
She's at least given her the old mother evil eye.
It's 20 points of damage. Do you need me to break out damage types,
oh,
Kevin?
Oh my god.
I do not think so.
Second attack. 17 again.
Oh, let me know if you do radiant damage. That's the only
I
thing
do not.
That's...
Okay. Ooh, good to know.
Good to know.
All right.
Why? Why would that be important, Kevin?
Mm.
Well, you'll have to bring the radiance and see.
Because it's immune to radiant damage.
Bring the radiance.
First time. So minus 1d6 that time. Okay. Rangers have really complicated damage.
You got a lot of dice. Don't worry.
That's good.
19 points on the second hit.
Let's go.
Kill.
All right.
Gideon swings at nothing.
Alex, I will let you know that this seems to be not doing quite as much damage as you would expect. Unless these are magical arrows.
Yeah, this is very much a magical bow.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even have arrows. It just produces them.
Oh, yes, of course it does.
From the power All right. of my mind.
Then it is badly hurt.
Yeah, that.
Oh, what was I thinking?
39 points of damage that I just did. Yeah.
Oh pretty, my god. Ooh,
pretty fulsome.
I think we should all just stop and let Ilex keep going.
I did want to stop. That was what I was going for. But we're not.
Yeah. Ilex, you can just finish the campaign.
Ilex shot the priest. We're good. Attack the priest. Ilex shot him. That means it's okay.
I'm going to stay back from the doorway, so that I can shoot over shoulders. I don't want to get in the melee right now. I'll stay where I am.
Right. All right. The last five skeletons, two of them slash at Ilex. They get a 17 and an 8.
17 hits.
8 points of damage and 7 points of fire damage. 15 total.
Ow.
The other three are around Maeve. The one skeleton, the one that was behind you, Maeve, the one that was jealous, has hit itself.
Oh.
Good, punk. I razz him a little more. Hey, you can't even hit with a weapon? God, who raised you?
Oh my god.
Sick.
Some Kendrick Lamar level dizzes.
That's right. And you hear the other one behind you start chanting, they're not like us. They're not like us.
Dad!
Okay.
I'm really proud of you for knowing
Kevin.
That. Okay. I'm actually very proud right now. Good for you.
Griffin is beaming right now, just for the listeners at home.
Yes.
All
Thank
right.
you, Grandpa, for following my...
Without the pre-show context, it sounds like Diego's just insulting Kevin. You old bitch.
Thanks,
I'm not
Grandpa.
Just calling him old. He is my actual grandpa.
All right. Maeve, does a 13 hit you?
Yes.
13. We gotta get you some armor or something.
I am so squishy. So squishy. I'm very strong. So squishy.
All right, Maeve, you take 10 points of damage between the burning and the slashing. Or piercing.
Fine.
Holy shit.
It's actually fine.
In the interim... it is now your turn, Maeve.
Get out of there,
All right. So the worm priest, you can tell, is very badly hurt.
How far away is the worm priest now that he's running?
About 35 feet.
Yeah, not far.
I am going to cast Sacred Flame on him.
Ooh, Sacred Flame.
I need him to make a dex save. Dex. And if he is behind cover, he doesn't have any cover, just so you know.
Nice.
So I don't know if the door affects anything.
All right. He does not make his save. He takes the 5.
Good stuff.
Unless you're really
bad. Little pee-pee boy.
I think that's called, that's literally adding insult to injury. That's the definition right
there.
This
is Maeve's new favorite insult today. A little pee-pee boy.
It does seem to be.
A pee-pee boy.
Little pee-pee boy echoes in the worm's innards.
Well, she's had a very sheltered life. She's been in court the whole time. So her swears, her insults are what she heard around the nursery, right? She hasn't really gotten out into the world.
Though, so...
I got 12 damage, but I also have a radiant soul, so I get to add my charisma modifier.
Hell yeah.
You do have a radiant soul.
So that's actually 16 damage.
And that's radiant damage, isn't it?
And it's radiant damage.
Oh.
So these things are vulnerable to radiant damage.
That's right.
So there is...
Thank you very much.
Laid out like us.
As it bursts into radiant flame, as all of its squirming, worm-like appendages writhe and shrivel and darken amongst this sparkling flame, as it collapses to be just an old cloak lying there on the ground.
As a bonus action, I am going to throw Ilex some healing light.
Nice.
I turn over my shoulder. I'm like, that was amazing. And thank you. I'm very hurt.
I'll give you three of them. Ooh. Okay. You get 12 hit points.
Oh, nice. Thank
you. There you go. All right. Jisk.
Ooh. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at second level on Ilex.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure. Which means 2d8. Oh, fuck me. That's not very good. That's 7.
2d8
seven.
Plus your something?
Yeah, that's a total of 7. I rolled a 1 and a 2 on my dice.
Oh, thank you, Chis.
They not like us.
You're
they
super distracted like right now.
I'm sorry.
No, you've got sorry. A lot going on.
I will rend Chisk. Rend Chisk.
Oh, you. No.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
There's rend. A new character development right there. How do we know we're talking to Chisk
yeah,
right
it's,
now?
Yeah, it's been just me the whole time.
Hey, honestly, it got
Kevin
Gollum and Oscar.
Played it out like that. That would have been so funny.
That would have like been texts. The twist of a fucking century. Fuck. I would have to. I
it's
would
not
have
too
to.
Late.
I think go to the seaside and like sit for a while.
Take the
okay,
waters.
Griffin, cut all of this. We're gonna play it like that.
Sounds good.
And then I'm just gonna walk towards the sepulcher. Is that the right word?
The secret door.
It is the right
secret,
word.
The secret door.
So you're going to go past Ilex.
Yes.
And then you're going to hit the ball bearings.
Oh, fuck the ball bearings.
Just move slowly.
Yeah,
watch
just
out. Just
half,
move slowly.
Half speed and just like start kicking some of them out of the way.
All right. So
I
would
pick
say...
those up.
Yeah, they're now lost into the green flame.
Oh, sorry. Only, so, I only kicked a couple before he said anything.
Now I have 996 ball bearings.
God damn it.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that'll slow your movement down, so you're moving slow. So I would say you're within 15, 20 feet of Gideon, seeing into this doorway. Gideon!
Can I see the ghostly figure?
Can you see the ghostly figure? I would say no.
Okay, great.
Only you can see some worms moving around. You know there's activity happening beyond
sure.
Gideon, but I wouldn't say you can see details.
That's great.
Gideon, there are 5 skeletons left in the room. There are giant worms. There's another one of these worm-hearted suffragans moving towards this ghost.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of kick the guy's robe back into our room, and then I'm going to shut the door. And then I'm just going to
shut the door? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to go, let's deal with what we got going on in here. And then I'm going to move towards, I guess Ilex would be the closest who still has skeletons, yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. So
we
I will move half speed.
Really.
We all have skeletons. I'll move half speed through that's the ball true. Bearings to get to Ilex and start taking some swipes on the skeletons.
Okay. So you sort of, excuse me, pardon me, pass Chisk. And you are now standing next to Ilex.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, pal.
Hi there. Who is how
I just realized I probably don't have a skeleton.
We don't have time for this.
You only have a husk.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
Might as well. 23 damage on that skeleton.
That is enough to end the skeleton.
And then I will bonus action offhand a second skeleton. That's a 23 to hit for 11 damage.
11 damage. Okay, just give me a name of this skeleton.
Mark.
Okay.
Obviously, it says on his name tag, Mark.
It says on his Walmart name tag.
Ilex.
Just the one skelly still with me then, yes?
Yes.
Mark. Yeah. And Maeve still has Walmart. Two on her.
Three. Oh, that's good. All right, so Maeve, you hit one of the skeletons for some damage. What was the name of that skeleton?
Sydney.
Is that with an I or a Y?
With a Y, like the town, or like the city. You can see the remnants of a very thin blonde ponytail.
Right. I'm going to make eye contact with Gideon, and I'm going to say, thank you so much. I'm sorry, you're going to have to run for the next one. Whip out my hand axe and slash at the skeleton beside me.
Hey.
Kya.
All right.
I say, kya.
Kya.
All right, so that is Mark, who is beside you.
Yes, I hit Mark for not very much, 15 to hit.
A 15 is sufficient to hit Mark.
Nice.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm not as good with my hand
axes. I just want everyone to know my partner's name is Mark, and so I'm going to tell him that a 15 will hit him, just so he knows. I think that's important information to take into the world.
Yeah, I think if it's, yeah, exactly. I've had an official ruling, and even with verbal sparring, a 15 hits you.
A 15 hits you.
It's only 3 points of
damage.
Could
you imagine if you took arguments with your significant other as turn-based D&D, you have to roll to say something? Oh my God, how much better would our...
It would be great.
That is the world the Lord intended.
It'd be so orderly.
It would be so orderly.
Just carry a little D20 in your pocket at all times.
That's right. But I have advantage. You do not have advantage. I do have advantage because... Sorry, how much damage did you do to Mark?
I only did 3 damage to Mark.
Mark Shit is... damage roll. Mark will tend to disagree as Mark crumples to the ground.
Well, yeah. That was sufficient, I suppose. Yeah. Now I'm going to draw my bow and shoot at one of the skeletons beside Maeve.
Thank Not you. Sydney. You're going to shoot at Jeffrey, who is brand new.
Oh, did you just name him Jeffrey?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I am taking away your skeletal naming agency. You are free to name the skeleton anything you'd like.
I draw my bow and I shoot at one of the fresh skeletons, the unharmed ones beside Maeve.
All right.
Very good. 27 to hit.
That will hit approximately 2 of them if they were standing close together. They have an armor class of 13.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Have you ever missed on this podcast, Alex?
Oh, yeah. I roll nat ones all the time. I shot Gideon that time. I shot myself.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
I don't. I only crit fail, though. Yeah.
Hit or that's crit right. fail.
All or nothing.
21 points of damage to the fresh skeleton.
That fresh skeleton is freshly defeated.
As he
disappears.
As he crumples and collapses into a pile of bones, you see nicely on top is a little name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Jeffrey."
So it was Jeffrey.
It was Jeffrey.
You weren't wrong, Kevin.
I know. You just didn't want me to presume.
It's trying to preserve the timeline.
It's still my choice. Absolutely. Okay, so next up is another skeleton, as yet unnamed, slashing at me.
Oh!
The skeleton is so startled by your yelp that he drops his sword and is unable to hit you.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, now it's your turn. It's your turn, Maeve.
That one's name is Butterfingers.
Now, Maeve, one of the things that you now are able to notice, actually all of you would now notice this.
I love noticing.
Just past the flames, so there is 10 feet of flames, but you see another door. If the door that you went through up at the top would be the north door, this is on the west wall.
To our right.
But it is on the other side of 10 feet of flame. Just putting that out there as something for you guys to have noticed now that there's fewer skeletons in the room.
Who's feeling like barbecue?
Oh, me!
Not much meat on these bones.
Man, bone broth.
Everything I have is necromantic.
It's fine.
I really played myself. I'm going to sacred flame this stupid fucking skeleton and get her out of my face.
Right. You have 2 not. Skeletons left on you. Sydney and a fresh one.
I'm going to go freshy.
Freshy. All right.
Freshy's Butterfingers. Freshy is Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's right. This podcast is sponsored by Freshy.
Oh, God.
A dex save. The one thing that skeletons have, it is dexterity.
That's not good.
Oh, 11 though.
Ha ha! Dumbass.
12 damage.
Oh, Butterfingers fades away.
Let's go.
Fades, how gentle.
Just a little bit of finger, then some butter, and only sizzling.
A little bit of finger.
Sydney, shrieking in fury, jumps Maeve. Gets a 12.
That is
my AC, Freck.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It is a total of 9 damage, Maeve.
God damn it. I'm tanking out here.
Chisk!
Enough.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I'm going to hit Sydney with a sacred flame. Dick, Sterry, save me through, please.
Oh, 4.
Fails.
4 does fail, I imagine.
Fuck. These D8s.
Fuck.
It's okay. D8. Another 1 and a 2.
Ooh.
Have we noticed that Diego is, like, getting edgier and edgier as time goes on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Rend infiltrating him.
I don't know what you're talking about. 3 points of radiant damage.
You see Sydney kind of give you a mocking laugh as he absorbs, or she absorbs, 3 points of damage.
Well, it's technically 6, I guess, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes. So it's less of a mocking laugh, but she is still standing there.
Good God.
Taking it.
Look, Sydney, nobody's really interested in your resilience story.
Yeah, you're alone, buddy.
Yeah, we really got to keep the narrative flowing, Sydney. I'm getting bogged down here.
Boring!
She says, well, just hit harder, idiots.
Oh, no, nice.
That's my line.
Yeah, real mature.
All right, we are back at the top of the round. Gideon.
Good Please, God, Gideon. Here you go.
Fucking put her out of her misery.
Oh. All right, is a 17 and a 22.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm running to slash at Sydney.
Oh, okay, so you run, you scoop over Ilex, dance around Maeve, go toe-to-toe with Sydney, and hit her with a 22.
The 17 doesn't hit?
Oh, sorry, yes, go ahead. 17 does
Okay, great. Huge news.
Bow, bow. I mean, kya, kya.
Kya,
kya.
All right, damage is how much?
33 damage.
Nice. All right.
She's a fucking god.
Please, I'm bored of
you. You sent her to the netherworld.
I'm bored of you.
That is 31 more than she needed, and she is gone.
Talk about overkill, Gideon.
I'm done with this.
Lady.
The king of doing too much.
What did you guys see?
This place is terrible.
Yeah, this sucks.
I don't like
this. Do we go forward into the room with the 4 worms or backwards into the belly appendix of the fucking giant worm?
I smell a ghost ally.
I don't know.
I want a ghost ally.
Yeah, but wait, that means fighting more things.
I'm hurt.
And I'm running out of spells.
I'm beat up.
I haven't got hurt once in either combat, and I don't know how that's the case.
I find that very funny, Gideon. Yeah, very interesting. I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, people, we are going to wrap this up here. I want a decision.
I want my ghost ally.
Do you want to go for the ghost ally? Do you want to retreat? Do you want to explore the door that is on the other side of the flames?
I just have a feeling we open that door, there's going to be some other goddamn ceremony that we're going to have to engage in.
No, there's already a fight. There's a fight already that's happening.
I'm talking
They're
about
fighting
that
the ghost.
Door on the west wall. See
the
that
second
one?
Door,
oh,
the west
yeah, let's
door.
Not go to the west one. We didn't even know about that one. We found
we're
out about that
the
one 10
ghost
seconds
ally?
Ago.
Ally?
Yeah, you also have to jump through fire to get there.
There's the ghost fighting the worms. If there's other people in this thing against the worms, we gotta know about that.
Maybe the ghost is good.
Maybe it's like Big that. Willard.
What?
Don't Big say that Big Willard's dead. That's not funny.
Why would the big crazy
I don't know.
Option?
I'm sorry, I'm delirious.
Ever since you became Rend, you've changed, man.
I know, it really... I'm really
I don't
getting
even
in touch
know who
with
you
my
are
dark
anymore.
Side, and I don't
We need
like
to
it.
Regroup on our big picture goals here.
Save Rend is
Save
the
Rend.
Big picture, yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. So more allies is good.
More allies is good.
You make your way carefully past all of the ball bearings. You swing open the door as you see the ghost and another worm-hearted suffragan battling toe-to-toe as the worms begin to chew on a corpse that looks suspiciously like the ghost. And we will leave
it
there.
Who is he?
No. What is the ghost look like?
Is it Big Willard? Is it Big Willard?
Why is
Don't
why
say
is
that!
Big Willard to be dead and down here? Why is that the case?
Why would he even have gotten here?
You're messed up, Chip.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all the lovely Midgard material. To the Boy King of Idaho, a.k.a. well, now known as Maps and Melodies, for all the sweet jams that you've heard in this episode, to Morgan Armter for all the graphic design work done for the Diaz cast. Talk about your socials. Talk about your plugs. Diego.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram. Really, that's about it. Diego Straddle. And that's it. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Emma.
Hi. Yeah, that's about it for me, too. Catch me on the old Insta.
Hey.
Hey.
Maddie.
You can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. And also, please listen to my new audio play with Vertigo Theater at vertigotheater.com. It's called The Brides. I hope you like it.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Kevin.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and the web, thediazcast.com or diazcast.com on the web itself.
You can follow me on all platforms at Christian Pork. If you want, you can head on to YouTube or Crunchyroll, and you can listen to me on a new season of Card Fight Vanguard. It's one of those animation
classic
that is kind of like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, but it's got different rules, but kind of similar roles. All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hey, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.